First heard Joe Oliver and the Blues at New Orleans Street Funeral. Later, earned his first money playing in funerals with Oliver, Kid Ory, and Bunk Johnson. Still likes to talk about it.
And speaking of real beautiful music, if you ever witness a funeral in New Orleans and have one of those brass bands playing this funeral, you really hear a bunch of musicians playing from the heart. Because as they go to the cemetery, they play, in a funeral march, like Flee as a Bird or Nearer My God to Thee, and they express themselves in those instruments, singing those notes, same as a singer would, you know? And when they take this body to the cemetery, and they put this body in the ground, while he's doing that, the snare drummer takes the handkerchief from under the drum, under the snare. And after they say ashes and ashes, they put them away and everything, and the drummer rolls up the drum real loud, and outside the cemetery they form, and they start swinging Diddley Ramble. And all the members of the Odd Fellas, whatever lodge it is, they are on this side. And on this side is a bunch of raggedy guys, you know, old hustlers and cats, you know, good time charlers and everything. Well, they write with the parade too. And when they get to wailing, just doing the ramble and finish, seems though they have more fun than everybody, because they applaud for Joe Oliver and Manny Perez with the Onward Brass Band to play it over again. See? So they got to give this second line, they call it, an encore. See? So that makes them have a lot of fun too. And it's really something to see.